Torah Way, Northwest London, Thursday, Chof Beis Shvat, the 4th of February, Harav Heschel Haga Shlita, Loi Sachmoid.
We learn today, Mr. Shem, the love of the Sachmoid, the last one of the service of Dibris this week. Pash Yisroi, and the Pash Yisroi, the Sachmoid, Loi Sachmoid, Beis Reyachu, the same in the parasha of Eschanan, where the Torah says Vesachmoid Veloisis Aved. And we'll divide this sheet into three parts. First, to try and understand, explain how the Torah can actually ask us not to want something which they have a natural instinct. You see someone else's wealth or property, to want to have it. Will Mitzvah explain what Rishonim say, the difference between Lo Sachmoid and Lo Isis Aver, which is in the parashas of Eschanan, and practical examples which are nogea to us as well. The first and the shorish of all Averis in the Torah in Brias Olam was Lo Sachmoid. And Udom Rishon and Chava wanted something, desired something which they weren't allowed to have. That was the source of all problems. And Chazal tell us, this Aveira is very chomo, as if one's over on all the Aseres HaDibros. That's why it's placed at the end. This is the worst Aveira. And another time in Chazal tells us that someone is over on Lo Sachmoid is over no Yelucho, no Munas Hashem, no Sisok, who come to Shuvashov, to Gezel, to Ritzicha, to Sinov, Signov, Lo Sane, Bracha Echov. Sachmoid is an easy path to many, many of the Aseres HaDibros. I'll give four explanations from the Sforum how not to want Beis Reyacho, Shoyer Lechamoyer V'chala Shel Reyacho. The Bnei Soschan of Sefer Derech V'Kedecho explains Bemis, when a person, the natural instinct, he sees something, he wants to have it as well. He says the Issa is only when you mamshich your machshove and you delve into it and you start thinking and pondering how to acquire it. The initial machshava that falls into a person's head, that's not the issa. He says that's why the Torah in Parashat Eschanan says v'loy sis ave. It doesn't say v'loy te ave. Sis ave is lushin kovet. It means don't be mamshich your tava. Don't have tava to have a tava. You see something?
Literally, to some I mean. Literally.
Well, desire. But the Torah uses a lushin kovod, stronger form, not like te'aveh, like sis aveh. Don't lead yourself to desire something. You see something, you want it, fine. That's your nesoya. What are you going to do with that thought? Are you going to stop it? Or are you going to continue thinking about it? So the issa of nesapah is a continuation. It's not the initial thought, it's the continuation of the thought. That's what Torah says, lo sis aveh. Similarly, the Chiddush Rim says, you see every day in Dublin, in the Krishna, in the Surah, Achel Avav, Machay Nechem. You see something you're not allowed to see. You're anonymous. You walk past something, you saw it. The Issa is the Surah, Achel Avav, Machay Nechem. The continuation. What are you going to do? Don't follow your eyes. Don't look back. That's Achel Avav, Machay Nechem. So the initial thought is an Asura. That's not the Issa. You haven't done anything wrong. Hashem showed this to you to see what are you going to do. Are you going to continue thinking about it? Or are you going to stop there? So Lo Issa Sabe, Lo Issa Surah is not the initial machshava, which is impossible not to think. It's the continuation delving into the machshava. That's the issa of Lo Sachmoid v'lo sis aveh. That's what Derech HaKedecho explains. This famous Eben Ezra, this week in Parashat Eschanan, where he says, he approaches it from Emunas Hashem. He says, the Kafri, the farmer or the village man won't be choymed basa melech, doesn't desire to marry the daughter of the king. Why? nothing to do with him. Bechlal, no shaykh, no connection to him. He has no chem for it. He doesn't even think about it. The person doesn't think, how can I have wings to fly? No shaykh is to me. A person can only desire something which he thinks, oh, if he has it, I can also have it. I'm same as him. Why can't I have it? So if you have a munas Hashem, and you know Hashem gave you what's yours and gave someone else what's his, and Hashem didn't make any mistakes, then easier said than done. But if you live with the munas Hashem, he says it's easier not to be nifshim in lo sachmoid than the kafu not wanting, not desiring the basamela. It's no connection to the sharks, so you don't even desire it. He doesn't even the first, the initial thought doesn't come to you, doesn't come to you, because why should you desire something which is bichlal, not in your means? That's the Ebenezer's Mahalach. He explains in depth. The third Mahalach, the Beis Halevi, he talks about Yiras Hashem. Again, easier said than done, but we learn what they say. That's the way to understand and to live with it. He says, when someone is running after a tava, he's a great desire to have something, to do something, or even to Vagashmi, he's running to catch a train. If he slips on the ice, that split second when he slips on the ice, all his other machshavas have vanished. He's not thinking about the train, he's not thinking about his tavas, even though he's running after his tavas, it's a great desire to do it. But the second Hashem put in the machshava of a person, that when he's in danger, he stops thinking of anything else, his natural instincts then changes to save himself from danger. And he says, every Baal Chai has the same instinct. When you're in danger, you stop thinking about anything else. So if a person lives with Yiras Hashem, and he thinks he's walking on a tightrope, or he's slipping on the ice, every second, that's the way the Beis Levi led his life, then you don't have any machshavas, zoras, or loisasav, or loisachmod. You don't think of anything else, because you think of Yiras Hashem, and he says it's so easy. The Yetzer is not so great. The five Yetzer, all you need is a little Yiras Hashem. If you think you're slipping on the ice, just a little Yira, then everything else falls away. Oh, he says, that little bit of Yira, you think you're slipping on the ice, then all the other tabs, again, easier said than done. But that's if you live with the Mahalach of Yiras Hashem, then there's no sachmoid, there's a non-started sachmoid, anything else that doesn't belong to you. And he says, Vamas, Teva, the Bruin, is Marek, all the creation, all the Bria is made up of Abi, so it's Esha, Farouk, Hamayim. They all negate each other. Esha, Hamayim, we know, we understand, they can't work together. Nevertheless, we say every day in Yotzer, Kulim Geboirim, they all have their powers. One doesn't overlap the other one, because they're then everyone knows what he has to do. So same, if a person lives by aim of a yira, he knows what a tzankoinam is. So not mitzad emunas Hashem like Ebenezer says, but he explains it mitzad yiras Hashem. If you're scared to slip in the eye, then you don't think of anything else. That's how the Torah can expect from you not to desire something which doesn't belong to you. Fourth mahalach, the Ksava Kabbalah, Farash in the Torah, he says, "Mitzad Havas Hashem." They all lead to the same idea. He says, "V'havas Hashem lekecho b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshcho." The Torah doesn't say, "V'havas Hashem lekecho b'levavcho," but b'chol levavcho. If your heart is full of a Havas Hashem, you have no place for any other Havas. If your whole life is your servant over such a great Havas, that's your only desire, so you can't have any other desires. So again, all these are ways to understand, to lead us, the Munas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Havas Hashem, how not to want it or have any tava, any chenda to anything that doesn't belong to us. Now, the Torah says, this week's parasha, Loisachmoid, and the parasha of Loisachmoid, it says, Loisachmoid veloisis abe. Rashi in parasha of Loisachmoid says, veloisis abe is also a notion of chenda, which seems to be, Rashi understands Sachmoid and Sisabe as the same love. It's one different shoinus, but it's the same idea as Sachmoid Sisabe. Other shoinim, the Ebenezer also mentions that, explain Loisachmoid and Loisisabe as two separate Isurim. The Ebenezer and Parshas Chanan even goes so far to explain that the Aseres HaDibros, Anoicha Hashem Elokecho, is not one of the Aseres HaDibros.
Yes, it's on the right.
On the right. Anoicha Hashem No, that's Anoich Hashem is a Hagdoma. It's the introduction to everything. The first of the seven services is Lo Yelecho. That's number one. Lo Yisachar and Lo Yisachar are two different Lavin. So that's he called the, his, on his own Kodesh, it had Lo Yelecho number one, and Lo Yisachar and Lo Yisachar as the last two. Chemdo and Tav are two different Lavin. That's how the Ebenezer and many other Rishonim explain, so to see what the difference between Chemdo and Tav is. But there are two different Dibros, or at least two different Lavin, between Chemdo and Tav. Now the Gemara says in Bo Metzia,
Chemdo is jealousy, no?
No? Well, Kino is jealousy. Kino is jealousy. Well, desire comes from jealousy. I'll soon define it to the difference between Chemdo and Tav. Going back to the Gemara B'Matzia, the Gemara B'Matzia discusses sugya of choshed amamoyna if he's choshed ashur. I mean, someone who you can't trust with money, can you trust him to do a shur? Different scenario, different cases, or do a mixes, or a koifa he denies, if you can expect him to make a shur. And the Gemara says, if someone is choshed amamoyna, if you suspect him of stealing, how on earth can you expect him to give a shur in Bezin? You can't trust this fellow. He's obviously not, doesn't care about the Torah too much, or his the Tavos of Omer is so great that he's going to do anything to get that. So the Gemara says, well, malachushed amamoynish, you can't ask him to make a shur. The Gemara says, but if a person, he has many people have reasons why they steal or twist the truth. Yes, you know, the emes, I didn't really mean to steal it, it's my money, or it should be my money, then he's not choshed ashur. He's not going to blatantly make a shvur b'sheker, because the fact that he took the money, he has an excuse why he took the money. And the Gemara says, someone who doesn't give back a pekodim, someone trusted you with an object, you have in your house, and for some reason you think, you don't have to give it back.
I like it.
You like it, yeah? But you don't have to give it back. So he's choshed amamoyna, and he has an excuse why he doesn't want to give it back. So Gemara says he's not. You can demand from him to make a shvur. He has an object. He wants to. He says it's got stolen. I'll give you the money for it. He likes the object. He doesn't really think he's stealing it because he's paying you for it. So he likes the candlesticks. I'll give you the money. I'll give you the equivalence. I haven't really stolen. So you can understand he does not really chosh. In his eyes, he's not stealing. He's paying. He's paying up. So if you get left the pekodin, he comes and says, I don't have the pekodin, it's stolen, I lost it. Here, take the money. You can ask him to make sure that it's taka eini b'shusha. Make it sure.
He has a reason or it's an excuse? Is
it's
he justified?
Excuse. Well, he's paying you for it. I'm trading. You deposit your candlesticks.
Yeah.
Now, I like them. You know what? I told him that they're stolen. Here's the money. I'm not a real ganav, am I? I paid you for it.
So
you haven't lost anything.
Right. So when it comes
so
to
I'm not choshed amamoyna.
So when it comes to a shvur, he's also going to dream
no.
up various turrets.
No, but he won't say in the b'shusha. He won't make a shvur that's not in my reshus. He's not going to lie that it's not in my possession. You come to Bezin, where are the candlesticks in your possession? I make a shvur the candlesticks are not in my possession. We trust him to say that. We don't trust him to say, I didn't steal it. He did steal it, but he thinks he didn't steal it. He's choshed amamoyna. We're accusing him that you are paying it for the object.
But when he makes the
shvur, what does he going to say? Well, it's not in my possession? It isn't your possession.
No, because he just gave the few square inches where it's standing, he gave to the
yesterday. Oh, fine. So the Gemara explains how to
some excuse.
Fine, so
the
Gemara gets around that. It's not in his interest at all.
Yeah.
But the Maaseh, he doesn't think he's over on the moment. So he's not choshed ashur. The Gemara says, fine, very nice. Okay, so he didn't gamble, he didn't steal because he's paying for it. But what, ask the Gemara, what about Resachmud? He knows he's doing it. If it's a Resachmud, he's choshed the candlesticks. So surely he's choshed amamoyna. But in the Geneva, he has excuse, he's paying for it. So he's not really gamble. But he's choshed. Also want to serve the Debris. So how can he trust him with ashur? He's choshed. So the Gemara says he doesn't really think he's chayim because le'sachmoid le'insha b'loy dom mashum. People think le'sachmoid when I don't pay for it. What does sachmoid mean? I have a desire. If I'm paying for it, that's not le'sachmoid anymore. That's what people think.
So he's not, in his eyes, he's not over Safna. Now, the Machlokes are showing him how to pshat in that language of Gemara.
I think the Tavi is, if you want it, and you do anything to get it.
When the Gemara says, people think the Safman is without paying for it, is that true? Is that Tavi? The Gemara explains the law of Safman is only when you have a desire, you see someone's fancy car, oh, I wish I could have it. That's the Safman.
That's
one mahalak of the Safman.
Yeah.
Or, no, the Safman could mean even when you pay for it. People think that you're not over the Safman if you pay for it. If I see your car, I go up to you, know, that car, it's a good car. Here, I'll give you a lot of money, here, take some cash. And I'm coercing you into buy it. Some Rishonim say that's also the Sachmud. The Sachmud is bringing you to the Yisr. So the Rambam says what you're saying. Lo Yisr Aver is, you see the fancy car, how am I going to get it? He's making a plan. When am I going to find him? No, a shvach a minute. When I'm going to get hold of him and I'll offer him some cash, he'll give me his car. That's Lo Yisr Aver, it's the Machshava. The Sachma is actually purchasing it. You pay for it. So when the Gemara says people think the Sachma is without paying for it, that's what people think. But it's not true. You could be paying for it, says the Rambam, and you still be having the Sachma. Lo Yisr Aver is the first, the initial Machshava, as you said. Lo Yisr Aver is actually when you purchased it, you're over the Sachma. The Rambam even adds more than that. Not only you purchased it, you're over the Sachma, even when the person's, he's happy to sell it. At the end of the day, he's happy to sell it to you. Your Lo Yisr Aver bought you to Lo Sachmoid, and even the person agreed at the end of the day, it wasn't a forced purchase. He's going home happy, you're still over the Sachmoid. The fact that he's going home happy, that's his business. You are over the Sachmoid. The Sachmoid is the love of bringing you to buy something which wasn't yours. And which the person initially didn't want to sell. After you go to the shop, you're not over the Sachmoid. He thought it was his object, you want it. And you are mafze olot, you send him shlichim, or you pay him to buy it. That's the Sachmoid. Even though he happily agreed to sell it at the end of the day, you are over the Sachmoid. That's the Rambam said, this is the initial Machshava. The Sachmoid is the final problem.
The actual
master
of going after what you wanted and
of following your calculated Machshava and actually paying for it and actually making him agree to sell him something that he initially didn't want. Again, why? Simple explanation. Because if you have such a great desire and you actually force someone to sell something he didn't want to, the Torah says, what happens if you want to sell it to you? You go to a sigzol. It leads to a sigzol. This is not a good middle. Chemda, even if you're forcing someone to buy something, to sell something, you're actually paying for it, you could easily get to the sigzol. So the Torah doesn't want you to stop. Go away. Don't look at someone else's property, money, objects. Go somewhere else to buy it. Because this could all lead to Lo Yisr Aver, as the Rambam explains. That means you bought it, you paid for it, what's wrong? But it could lead to Lo Yisr Aver. So Torah doesn't want you to do that, to get into that trap of going down that route of Lo Yisr Aver. Now, you see someone's fancy car, or any other, that's good ideas. If you go to the car dealer and buy the same car, you're not over the Sachmud. The Sachmud means you want someone else's car. If you want to have the same as you have, my neighbor's just built a new kitchen. I also want it. You don't want his kitchen. You want the same kitchen. That's the Sakha. Sakha means you want someone else's object. You should have what he does. He shouldn't have it. You should have it. That's the Sakha. You want someone else's kitchen.
So what is it?
If you go and buy the same kitchen.
What is it?
It's not a lav in the Sakha. Yeah, it's not a mitzvah. But it's not a lav in the
Sakha. Because he's got.
If you want the same kitchen, because he's got it, that's not a Sachmud. The Sachmud is you want his kitchen.
So my wife wants a new kitchen, I say, no, you can't have it because he's got it.
No, you can't. She can. You can tell her. You can tell her what you want.
Jealous of his wife.
Be nice.
That's jealousy. That's jealousy. You're right. That's not a Sachmud. Sachmud is you're acquiring or calculating how to acquire someone else's possession. You don't think how to get your kitchen, his kitchen into your space. You don't want his car. You want the same thing. So again, it's kinos. Not to see this, but it's not an issue of the Sachmud. Sachmud is you want someone else's. Not you want the same thing. Same thing if you want, your wife wants the recipe of the neighbor's challahs. Yeah? The neighbor doesn't want to tell it to you. It's not like Sachmoid. You don't want someone else's challahs. You want to have. She should share the secret of the recipe.
What is it,
Kenna? It's Kenna, yeah, but there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's not a mid-toilet, but Depends what it comes from. Tzadikim mail from a poshim kosher. Depends what your reason is. Why do you want your neighbor's recipe? If you tackle one, those good chalas, or you just want to show off, oh, I can also do this. Mm-hmm. Like everything. Again, it could be jealousy, it could be because you want only Shabbos. Depends your attention. Unless you are, you force a shopkeeper to he should give you the recipe of his bakery, then it could be losing money, it could be over the Safa, because if you know the soidus of his success, that's talk about someone's money. But if someone is your neighbor's recipe or someone else's recipe, it depends what your intention is. If your intention is because you're jealous, you also want to show off the same way, then it's of jealousy. But it's not a Safa, it's happens when you want someone else's. You want to acquire what someone else has. If someone wants someone else's wealth, yeah, you're a rich guy, I also want the money. So, this person is a Baldimian. I want your money in my pocket. For some reason, doesn't work. Yeah? So, it's not b'chal l'sach, it pushes, b'chal l'sach. Choylem chaloyim. V'emes is, many achronim say, there's no l'sach moid when it comes to, I want your money. For example, if a son pays his father, give me money. Now the tshuva in the Gishtet Loris Nusson, where he says, yes, it could be l'sachmoid. Well, it depends on the situation. If the son taka doesn't have, well, it depends, the young child, or a bocher, the father has to support him. The woman has to support the son, has to look after him. Or, maybe the koiligaman, depends on the situation. If taka doesn't have, a person has to look after his son until he can stand on his own feet and get his own panosa. Once the son can do his own panosa, and he's asking you for money, if he doesn't have money, it's in and of its stoker, and the father is mechuyev to give his son stoker more before he gives stoker to anyone else. Korov koidim. He's mechuyev to give his son before he gives other stokers. Then, if there's a situation the son doesn't have money, he can pay his father for money, give him mafsa money. Same way if only comes 10 times a night, knocks on your door till you open the door, he's not over the sacrament. It's a mitzvah, fakir, it's a chiyev. He's just helping you do your chiyev of stoker. So there's no risk of a sacrament for the poor person knocking on the rich person's door or on his father's door for money. But if the son has panosa, he just wants more, he says, it's a sacrament. He says, even if you want money, and not only that, you're asking for a gift. He says, you're asking for a gift is also a sacrament. The sacrament, you usually understand, you want to acquire, you want to buy something. You think, how to get his possession to my possession. And here you're asking for how to get built. That's the sachmoid. Or the son-in-law asks the father-in-law, give me money. The Chofetz Chaim says, in one of his musas for him, he says that before the shidduch, you can trade. Do what you want. You can negotiate good terms for your son or your daughter. Once the shidduch has happened, if the son-in-law is asking his father-in-law for more money, he wants a raise, it's the sachmoid. You're choyim with someone else's money. What's the difference?
No, I'm saying it's not he wants more money for himself. That's right. Not that he wants his money back. Yeah. He wants to have more money to pay his bills. Yeah. His wish is not to have. He's got a million in the bank account. I also want a million in the bank account. I want money to pay.
Again, you have a million in the bank account. I also want, but that's wishful thinking. Yeah.
Okay.
That's not. How do I get that £1,000,000 into my bank account? That's what I'm doing. I'm asking my father-in-law. That money you have a million. Give me 100,000. Yeah. I want. You have 900, I have 100.
But if tomorrow I win the lottery,
then
I don't need my father anymore.
Fine, that's true.
Yeah, but
so the question is whether the sacrament applies to money or only to objects.
So if an employee goes to his boss and says, I want more money, doesn't mean that he wants the boss's money. He wants more money for himself.
Some Achorim say when you ask more money, is it included with choyla shel reyacha?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, so that's the question. Some of them say money is the choyla shel reyacha. The Chosnaim seems to say that. And even if that's for a gift. And some say, no, as you say, it's only when you talk about an object. Avdo, shoyla chamoyo. Something tangible. That's what you're saying. Some of them explain the sacrament, something tangible. I want this shtender, I want his car. Money. Is not tangible, is not Isser Sakhman. But the Machlok is a problem whether the Sakhman applies to money as well. But Chosheim is a problem that Chmus Zicher is not the way, it depends how you ask. If someone asks for a raise,
you know,
it's different. I'm asking for a purpose. I'm entitled to raise, I work hard, I'm here for some years, okay, that's not Misafmud.
Oh, that's what I mean.
I'm working for it.
Yeah.
But if someone asks, Shver, I need more money, I don't want to go on holiday the other way.
Oh,
so I'm choymed. The question is, are you over on Misafmud when you ask for money, or only when you ask for a specific object? The Emma says, whatever it is, the Mishnah and Soita, the Mishnah says in Soita, the Gemara says in Soita, turn around, Bunon, just say quickly. Soita lost in there with Mishnah and Rola. Soita wanted something not hers. Is what happens. Marsha Bikshon did not. She didn't get what she wanted. Not only that, she loses what she has. Her own husband, she loses. The person wants someone else to sell, not only he ends up not getting what he wants, Shampanji loses his own. And the Gemara says, Stad Nocha Shakad Moini, he wanted Nosnei Vashen Roloi. He was Hoylof, he was Melech Kobayim Vachaye. Now, Urim Kobayim Vachaye, Sasuda. He was Hoylof Kobayim Skufa, he walked upright, he lost that. The Choyle Yelech. He used to eat machal odon. Now, the Gemara says, what happens? Ofer oichel. And the Gemara says, v'chein mutzino, b'kain, koyach, bilam, doyeg, achisoyfel, geichaz, yashurim, adem, yu, ziyu, homon. All those, reshurim, nosno enei, b'masha, enei, roilohem. What happened? Masha, b'kshin, written them. What they wanted, they didn't acquire, and they lost what they had originally. Now, bilam, geichaz, and homon, what they wanted, money. So you see, as I'll say, if you want someone else's money, it's also the safmoid. Whether it's the lav or the safmoid or there's the gnai or the middle of kinnah, that's debatable. But what that leads to is a lot of trouble. And we see this in this chazal. Not only if you choy with money, if you choy with position. Koyach was choy with Moshe in position. He wanted I should be the nosi, not you. If you do pa'ulas to get the position someone else has had, again, if you want to dream, you want to be the Rosh Hashiva, you want to be the Gulador. It's like, I want to be a millionaire. It's wishful thinking. It's not exactly.
But you want to be a president of the
Medina. He wants to stay the president of the United States. Okay. It's a great about Tava, a great Cholim Chaloim. But if he's doing polis, if he's doing something, going to court about it, then he's over the Sachmud. If he's doing polis to get Yenu out of the job, I should get the job, that's the Sachmud.
It's automatic. Because if they vote for him, they don't vote for
exactly. Someone. So if you do something to get the position someone else has, Koyrach, that's the Lava de Sachmut. The Rebbe Chai says this week, interesting enough, that if someone is Choymed, a good girl for a son, you're not over the Sachmut. Why? Because he explains the Aseret HaDibros of the Sachmut, Shoyer v'chamoyer, the Chodes Recha means, someone doesn't have his own mind. You want someone's cow, someone's ox, someone's ever. They're not in their own position. You have to go to the Balabais to ask for it, to beg for it. The daughter has her own mind, has a mind of her own. So if you choymed a good girl for your son, she has a mind of her own. It's not you're getting a shoyer or chamoyer through the odin. So he says that a chemda v'derech heta is looking for a good shidduch. That's a chemda's heta, as Rebbeinu Chai says this week.
So if she agrees,
there's no chemda
because he's rich.
So you're doing a good deal. It's a trade like every trade, like every mechir memcher. If you think it's a good deal, where is it? You'll find out one day. But that's a chemda's heta. One more halacha, one more, and I finish up the story. The halacha where the person is renting a house and he wants. The land wants him out, and he wants to extend his stay, and he's mafzeh on the balabais, let me stay longer. There's a machloik is achronim where the oivel is sachmoid beisareacho, where the choym is only buying or by renting as well. If you want, the balabais wants you out, and you're mafzeh on of, I'll give you money, please let me stay. Is that le sachmoid? Some claim sachmoid is something else. The sachmoid is not le sachmoid. Sachmoid is something which is going to stay for you forever. This schiris is this person goes in, this person goes out. It's under our lochus, if you're trying to get another tenant out by paying more money, that's different types of rishis. But if you're asking the balabais to let you stay, the machlokes, well, he doesn't want you to stay, whether you're over the sachmud or not. Now, let's finish off with Chassidish Maaser, with a brisker husband of Chassidish Maaser. This Maaser, Reb Chaim Brisker said, the Balaflu, the Rishit Tzadik Balaflu, in Frankfurt, it was from Frankfurt. Friday night, Golovin broke into his house, and they saw the candlesticks, and they were about to take the candlesticks. They took the candlesticks. Now, Flo screamed at them, Same with us in the Obdus van Augusta base brisk. He had no problem. He had a problem that he would not talk his candlesticks, but they're about to leave the house with the candlesticks. And Frankel, there was no roof, so they were allowed to carry there. But the candlesticks are mukta. So these gone over, we either should go over them, they're going over and over, they don't want to mukta. So he said, it's hefka, it's hefka, come back after Shabbos, I'll give it to you after Shabbos. Just don't leave it here, don't touch on Shabbos. Otherwise, it's hard because of giving. So they're not going to have it anyway. So if he's mafkarit, at least they won't be, said then come back Shabbos and I'll give you what's yours. So I got to see the master. Said the Chaim Rizki, the Hezbollah, why he said hefka? Why he said, I'll give you matuna. Because if Rav Shlomo said, I'll give you matuna, Shakina Shabbos, yeah, I'll give you matuna, then they'd still be over the Sachmud. They want something. If it's hefka, so he's not matching the Sachmud either. It's hefka, I want something which is hefka. Then that's the Briska Hezbollah on the master, why he said hefka, not matuna. So said Rav Shlomo David, like it's out of Nifta this week. Yeah, no, I held the shazwe. Why is that my sachmud? Lamasa, their gezeila came out of the sachmud. Yeah. By saying, hefka, not matuna, he hasn't saved them from allowing the sachmud. They came in with the intention of the sachmud. They wanted his candlesticks, and they were choyim with the candlesticks, and he did masa gezeila to take the candlesticks. So by saying hefka, he hasn't taken or minimized the sachmud. He said, I pushed the sach. Why the balaflo didn't say matuna? He said hefka. What's the reason to give matuna to galaf? No mitzvah to give him a matuna to a galaf. He's a galaf, this chavimah. She's a hefka, I'm after it. Fine, what can I do? I don't want to nichshel an eser. But to give him a matuna, this is a nishka mitzvah. That's why he didn't say matuna, he said hefka. To repeat Chochum Chay.
Yeah, please go.
I need your money to find that.